Today is June 8th, 2007, and my name is Alicia Sell. I'm with Roanoke Public Libraries, and I am here interviewing Ms. Janice Hilton Hale at the Gainsborough Branch Library. Thank you for coming out today, Mrs. Hale. We're going to start with some background questions about you. Can you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in Roanoke, Virginia, June the 11th, 1928.
And were you born at a hospital, at your home?
Borough Memorial Hospital.
Okay. How long have you lived in Gainsborough?
I've lived this area?
Yeah.
I lived at on Roosevelt Avenue Northwest, which is, I consider, very close to Gainsborough.
Is that considered Northwest? Northwest. Northwest, okay.
And I lived there until I was married, except for the 4 years that I was in college.
And when you were married, where did you live?
After marriage?
Mm-hmm.
I lived on Patton Avenue, which is still in the Gainsborough area.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there about 4 years. And then I moved back to Roosevelt Avenue Northwest, stayed there about 3 years, and then from there to Carroll Avenue Northwest, which is in the Rugby section.
Okay. Tell me about your parents. Why did they? When did they come to Roanoke?
My father and mother came to Roanoke as children. Well, late childhood. My father's family moved to Roanoke. Upon the death of his father, they lived out in a rural area of Blackstone. And so my mother came too as a child. When her mother died, she came to live with an aunt. She was early adolescent. When that happened.
What kind of work did your parents do here in Roanoke?
My father worked for Norfolk Western Railroad, and my mother worked partially as a domestic, not full-time.
Mm-hmm. And did you have brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers. One is a minister and lives in St. Louis, Missouri. And the other is a lawyer who lives in Detroit, Michigan.
What are their names?
Samuel Wilbur Hilton Jr. is the minister, and Kenneth Niles Hilton is the lawyer.
And where do you fall? Are you the oldest, middle, or youngest?
Middle. I'm in the middle.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did you have extended family members living close by to you growing up, like a grandmother or aunts and uncles?
Yes.
Who lived close by to you?
I had an aunt and her family who lived just up the street from us, on the same, almost the same block, and then an uncle who lived on Patton Northwest. It was a large family. Both of them had large families.
Did you do a lot of things with your extended family?
Yes.
Can you describe your house for us? You said it was on Rutherford, correct?
Right, right.
What was it like? For instance, was it brick? Was it one story or two? Did it have a front porch?
Yes. It was what we call a bungalow. Had three bedrooms, and my father had the house built. Three floors with a basement. With a front porch and a back porch and a fenced-in yard.
Did you have a garden growing up?
Not really. We maybe had a tomato plant or two, but not a real garden.
What did your father do at the Norfolk and Western?
He was a freight handler. After retirement from Norfolk Western, he worked for a senior citizens program there at the Melrose Towers.
Okay.
And he was there about 10 years after having retired from Norfolk Western. And also, he was a minister.
What church did he preach at?
He pastored a little church in Floyd, Mount Zion Christian Church in Floyd, Virginia.
Would you go out, did he do that after you were, still after you were all born, would you go out to Floyd to that church?
He didn't do that until after his retirement from Norfolk Southern, Norfolk Western there. And then, and I was an adult then. I was married by that time. And during the time that we were growing up, he was a sort of a lay minister, like at Loudoun Avenue. And not, at that time, it was Ninth Avenue Christian Church down in Northeast.
What kind of activities did you do growing up? Did you sing in, like, for instance, like the choir or sports or anything like that?
I was very active in youth activities at the YWCA and, of course, the youth programs that were carried on at the church, Girl Scout. I guess that's it.
Let's talk about your education a little bit. Where did you go to school here? Elementary and middle school?
I went to Harrison School, elementary, and then to Luce Addison High School.
Did you have to walk to school or did you take a bus?
Yes, walked.
Was it very far for you?
Well, to Addison it was a pretty good distance, but all of us walked.
Were you ever allowed to stay home
from school? Not unless I was sick. I don't remember losing it. Mm-hmm. In the days.
How much schooling did you complete?
I got the BA degree from Talladega College, and then I was certified in special ed after I became employed with Roanoke City Schools.
So you have a BA. What is it in?
It's in sociology.
Oh, okay.
And my certification is in special education.
And you said you went to Talladega College in Talladega, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Did anyone else in your family ever attend college?
Yes. Both brothers.
Okay.
My older brother has a... he has his doctor of ministry. He finished Morehouse College and then went to a seminary in Indianapolis. And my younger brother, he finished Talladega and then went to Boston U where he earned his law degree.
Well. Did your parents attend college, or was education a priority in your family?
They didn't attend college.
Did they push you and your brothers to go to school?
Yes, that was understood from the moment I can remember. That was their goal, and I.
Let's talk a little bit about your life at home growing up. Did you have, what kind of activities would you and your family do together? For instance, did you have a radio that you would gather around in the evening? Would you get together with, you know, on Sundays with family and have a big lunch kind of a thing?
Yes, radio was, I guess, our main media entertainment. Of course, our life was based around the church. Every activity at the church we attended.
What church did you attend?
That was Ninth Avenue Christian Church. While I was in college, the church relocated from Northeast to Northwest, and then now Loudoun Avenue Christian Church.
What kind of radio shows did you listen to? Do you remember any of them?
Well, you know, of course, all the church services that were aired at that time. Mm-hmm. And I can remember some talk shows.
Did you look forward to listening to the shows with your brothers and mom and dad?
And there was another where a couple of comedies like Amos and Andy.
Oh, okay. did you sit on the porch in the evening?
Yeah.
Was the porch an important? Would you talk to your neighbors and socialize
yes,
that
yes.
way?
I'll tell you one thing I remember now. My mother would go shopping, and she could leave us under the guardianship of another neighbor who lived just across the street.
And she'd watch over
she'd
you?
She'd watch over us. She was, at that point in her life, she was a widow, and she stayed home a lot. I mean, she was always home. And she took care of the neighborhood.
And did you like her?
Well, yes.
Do you remember when you got a telephone or a refrigerator?
I think, as I recall, I think I was in college. I'm pretty sure it was near college age when we got a telephone. Now, the refrigerator, I can't say exactly when that was. I can't.
Were they nice to have in your house?
What?
Was your mom happy to have the refrigerator?
Oh, yes. The only way I could date that was when I remember my mother used to make ice cream, and she made it somehow using refrigerated ice trays and all, you know. My mother was a good cook. Loved to cook.
What chores did you have around the house or around the neighborhood?
Well, I did the cleaning at home. My mother basically did all the cooking, but I took care of the cleaning.
What did your brothers have to help out with chores?
Yes, of course, the keeping the yards. And at that time, we had the furnace was cold, and they had to. And there was a coal house, and they had to bring in the coal and so forth.
Did you have any family stories that were passed down from one generation to another? For instance, did your family talk about the Civil War or slavery, or did you have like a favorite family recipe that was passed down from generation to generation?
Maybe recipes. My mother, as I said, liked to cook, and she received and passed on recipes. But I don't remember. My father didn't go in the service. His brother did, and I can remember my uncle telling stories about service, but not my dad.
Did you or a spouse or sibling or any of your children serve in the military at all?
No. Oh, my husband did. Yes, he served.
What war did he serve in?
I don't think there was a war. It was a war. I can't remember if there was a war, but I know that he was in military service prior to my, dating him, knowing him.
What businesses and shops did your family frequent or go to? Did you go to the city market?
Yes. There was a Saturday thing with my mother, the shopping.
So would you go weekly to the city market kind of a thing?
Weekly, or maybe even bi-weekly, with my mother for vegetables.
What other businesses did you shop at? Did you shop on Henry Street?
No, downtown. Now, the earliest I can, there used to be a Schutz downtown in the Montgomery Ward. And of course, after I was an adult, I remember Pews and Hieronymus.
Did you enjoy going shopping downtown? Yeah. Were there grocery stores and stores over here in Gainsborough and Northwest that you would go to?
There was a grocery store up on Patton Avenue. And my husband's uncle and father had run that grocery store. We shopped there until it closed. And then, you know, in later years, when A&P came into business.
Let's see. Do you have a favorite childhood memory, for example, like a favorite holiday event or a favorite gift that you ever received?
You know, the 4th of July, my father used to get, he worked in Norfolk Western, so he got the passes on the train. And we had a little excursion on the 4th of July. We always went to Washington, D.C. to visit his brother. And we go up, I think we went up at night on the night before, getting into Washington early morning on the 4th, and then that night we came back.
Would you see fireworks while you were there?
Yeah, and they took us out to parks and so forth. And then also working for Norfolk Western, they had an annual picnic, and the families were invited to go to these picnics. That was another.
Was it fun?
Yeah. And of course, the church had a church picnic.
What kind of work have you done throughout your life? You said your degree was in sociology.
I worked, after leaving college, I worked for the YWCA as office secretary. And when I left there, I worked for Roanoke Redevelopment and Housing Authority. And that job was office management. And then I started working for Roanoke City Public Schools. And I was a trainable mentally handicapped teacher. I did that for 24 years.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, very rewarding.
What schools did you work at?
I worked at Tinker Creek, West End, and Fishburne Park Elementary, and then I retired from Madison Middle School.
Did you use the Gainsborough Library here? Do you remember Virginia Wiley?
Yes, very well. Mrs. Lee, we grew up on Rutherford. Mrs. Lee lived there on Harrison. And her husband was a manager of executive director of the YMCA. And my father was very active on the YMCA board. And my brothers attended all those activities there at the YMCA. And of course, I came to the library here quite frequently. I knew Mrs. Lee very well.
And did you like her? Was she nice?
Lovely person. Mr. Lee was outstanding too.
Describe some of the cultural events that happened in Gainsborough. Do you ever remember entertainers coming to the Dumas or like any other major events like that would happen? Like going to the theater?
I went to the theater, but I did not go to the activities that, you know, there were at Dumas because I was young, you know. And I guess I had finished college before I frequented the Dumas that much for any activity.
Did your parents go to the Dumas or no?
My parents, most of their activities were church related. Oh, YMCA, as I mentioned about my daddy, he was on the board there, and he went to the YM for everything too, all activities. But the other activities, no, we didn't get to go there.
Who were some of the strong community leaders?
Of course, as I mentioned, the Lees, the YWCA, there were several directors there that were strong. There was a Mrs. LeMay, a Mrs. Christine Williams, who was a director of the Y, Elizabeth Jordan, and Mary Gay. All of these are people who were directed, worked at the Y. The principals in the schools. Mrs. Fanny Estella Watson, she was a principal at Gainsborough School and a neighbor, so I knew her very, very well.
Did the community work together to encourage you to succeed? Did you?
Right. You know, life was based around the school, the Y, the church, and that's how people knew each other, from church affiliations, from Y activities.
How has Gainsborough changed over the years?
Well, it's no longer residential. This area is not residential now like it was. Because people, they've moved out in suburban areas. Extendedly out. At one time, and Roanoke has grown. At one time, if you went out for an activity, you knew the people who were there, but that's not, there are many more people here now and living farther away and other avenues of service and so forth. It's different.
Let's see. How was your life affected by the civil rights movement and segregation? How did it change Roanoke?
Opportunities opened up for jobs. At one time, the only thing a college graduate could get would be a teaching position. But that's not true now. There are many, many other opportunities for job placement.
When you went to school, it was segregated. But when you were teaching, were you teaching during segregation, or were the schools desegregated by then?
They were desegregated.
Let's see. What kind of jobs were available for African Americans when you were growing up? You said teachers. What kind of jobs could men get, for instance?
Factories, postal service, that came into being, and all places like, I remember when it opened up so that black men could be employed at ABC stores, and let's see, like I said, the post office, and some factory positions. Of course, railroads, certain jobs in the railroads were available.
Was that a good job to have in
according
this area?
Yes, and according to the pay, you see. My husband, when I married him, was a waiter on a dining car. And all of the people who over him were called stewards in charge, and they didn't have a black one. But that finally worked up to where a black man could be a steward on a dining car. And then, when he was promoted from being his, I think they cut off a lot of, they cut off the waiters and such on the dining car, and he got a job in the at Norfolk Southern general office as a, I don't know what they call the position, but anyway, he worked there as a clerk in the office.
So that must have been a good job.
That was a better job, and with advantages like hospital insurance and so forth that came with that. You know, a better hospitalization program than he had before.
Did people in the Gainsborough community, did they own their own businesses?
There were some, yes. Yes. There was one. There was a pharmacist. You know where the YOY was?
Yeah.
Okay, right across from there, on that corner. There was a pharmacy owned. That little section there, there were several black businesses. There was a real estate, Johnson Reed Real Estate. Mm-hmm.
What was the building right across here from the library?
That
is it. The Clater,
or Clater Clinic?
Is that
that's the
is
old
that
building?
What it,
that's
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now that housed two doctors and a dentist. They were brothers, and that's where I went. You know, he was my physician. He delivered my children, and there was a dentist's office too. Well, that was over in Henry Street, you know where Henry?
Yeah.
There was a couple of dentists over there. There was a shoe shop there on Henry Street, a theater.
And you went to that theater?
Yeah, that's the theater. Because, see, it was segregated. We couldn't go downtown except there was a movie downtown called The Roanoke, and it had a back entrance with stairs that you go up and sit in a balcony like.
But did you usually just go to the one over here?
Virginia did.
All right. Well, I've gone through all the questions that I had written out here to ask you, but is there anything that we didn't cover that you would like to mention or share with us?
I think the opening up of the colleges, Hollins and Roanoke College meant a whole lot. My daughter went to Hollins, was one of the first to go to, black women to go to Hollins.
Really?
And Hollins honors her in a wonderful way now. She's on the board of directors there. And they have done several tributes to her. And
it was a segregated college? Or was it just not?
Well, it just went, at first, you know, black people, I guess, didn't have the I don't know whether they would have taken them or not. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, as such. But they were sought after integration set in, you know. And the way she got interested, she met Chaplain Beardsley, and when she was there as a student, he started working with her as far as theology. So she's a minister.
Oh, okay.
And he encouraged her to go into the ministry. She was a music major, voice major. And she's worked at Hollins a year before she decided to go into the ministry. And she went to Duke.
Duke Theology
Duke,
School?
She went to Duke, you know, and then, yeah, to the seminary there. Mm-hmm. And when she was finished her term there, she was ordained and worked with as a chaplain in the prison system for 3 years. And after that, she was commissioned to start a church by our denomination So she has a church in Real Hope Christian Church in Decatur, Georgia. 3,000 members.
And which daughter is this?
This is the oldest daughter, Cynthia. Okay. So that was one of the advantages that grew out of it. And my third daughter, received a scholarship to UVA through Norfolk Southern.
Wow.
In fact, she went to Norcross. She was selected by Norfolk Southern to go to Norcross. And when she finished high school, then she got the scholarship to UVA. So a whole lot of good things came out of the Norfolk Southern contest.
That's wonderful. Did they do that for a lot of people? Did they give out scholarships a lot like that?
I don't know how it turned out to be. There were at one point, but I don't know what's going on now, There were several.
That is impressive that she got the scholarship. Okay, well, I guess we're done with our recording. Thank you for participating.
Okay.